All righty, guys. Welcome. This is day what? This is day 10 of our 21-day challenge. And as you guys know, we are in this partnership series. So today's lesson is another lesson about partnerships. So what I want to share with you guys today is a lesson about how you can get your clients to build your products or services or solutions for your business. Think about that. Imagine if your clients can actually help you build your products, build your solutions, build your services for you, right? So how does this work? Again, before I get into it, I want you guys to remember something I shared with you earlier. Money is everywhere. We just need to keep wearing goggles, okay? We need to keep wearing money goggles so that we can see money everywhere we look. Now, think about all the times we are stressed about not having enough money in our businesses. We are stressed. Oh my God, I'm so stressed because I've got this to pay. I've got this to pay. I've got that to pay. I don't have cash flow right now. I don't have cash. But here's the thing. There's somebody close to you. We've already said this, right? But I want you to listen carefully. There's somebody within your world who's got that money. And guess what? With a good enough reason that you can give them, they can give it to you, right? Remember this. At any given point, when you say, gee, you know, I need money, remember that just because you yourself do not have it, it doesn't mean that money does not exist in your world within, you know, your inner circle. The truth is that it does. The only way that that money will make its way to you is if you can give somebody a good enough reason to allow that money to move from their bank account into your bank account. Money moves because of good reasons. Money moves because of good reasons. When you guys, even when you were signing up for this, it was a good reason. There was a good reason behind, because you could have done a lot of things with your money. There were million and one things that were also begging for that money, but you were like, no, this is a good enough reason for this money to go this direction. So that's the principle I want you to keep in mind as we go into the lesson itself. Now, if you keep that in mind, you will know that people in your midst, people who are in your inner circle, are not just your family, your friends, and other like investors or whatever. It's also your clients. Some of your clients are big clients, or maybe put it differently, some of your clients are bigger than you. Some of your clients, even if they're individuals or they're businesses, they are bigger than you. They've got more resources than you. They've got more money than you. So the question is, what good reason can you give them for them to say, brilliant idea, let us transfer this money right now to this lady? What good reason? Now let's get to the good reason there. So this idea works for people who have got retail type businesses, meaning if you are a type of person who buys things and then you sell them, you buy them, you don't make them, you buy them at a lower price. Let's say you buy them wholesale, then you sell them to the end user retail. This will work for you. This will work for you if you are somebody who creates things. Let's just say you are a trainer. You know those people who train people, who create courses, who do training in corporates, for instance, or who coach people, because you create something there. In fact, it's a bit of a double one, the one about coaching and whatever, because it's also a service at the same time. So it's for people who create things, even people like me who write books, because a book is a product, meaning you create it out of nothing, it becomes a product and then you sell it, right? So it will work for that group of people. And then thirdly, it will work for people who offer services. So if you sell services of any kind, this, what I'm going to share with you now, will work for you if you use it, okay? So again, as it has become standard, I have to give an example, right? I have to show you where this has been used. Now, one of my mentors, if you guys don't know, a guy who's been a mentor of mine until sadly he passed on in 2017, is a wonderful gentleman called Bill Gibson, who taught me a lot of things. In fact, at the beginning of the program, he's the guy who gave me 17 ideas on how to raise money, which I ended up taking from there to coming up with over 100 of my own, right? Which of which some I'm teaching you in this program. So Bill, he was a trainer, among other things. He was a genius in sales, genius in marketing. So he created training programs in sales, in marketing, in business development, to an extent that he even developed a 3-year degree course in sales for a university in Kuwait. It took him a year to build that whole program for this university in Kuwait. I don't actually know of any university that has got a degree in sales. Imagine that, hey? Imagine if people actually learned sales at university. It would be amazing. But in Kuwait, they did this. And Bill built the whole course, the whole 3-year degree, right? But before he did that, he actually built a program for a big insurance company here in South Africa. He built a training program to train their salespeople for a big insurance company here in South Africa. I won't name the name, of course. How did he do that? These guys wanted to hire him to come and train their people, their sales teams, right? So Bill thought, you know what? If I train their people, they'll pay me for a day of training. If it's 20 days, they'll pay me for 20 days of training. But I want something bigger than that. So he said to them, hey guys, I've got a different idea. Why, instead of just training your people, why don't we partner? They were like, what do you mean? He said, why don't you and you guys, you big insurance company and me as the sales trainer, why don't we have a partnership? They were like, what do you mean? He said, because you guys need your salespeople trained every year. Every year you have to spend money on training your people. Why don't you have your own training program that is customized and developed for your company, and it will be branded with your company. It will be yours. You will own it. They were like, okay, that's interesting. And then he said, in addition to that, I would like you guys to also give me permission to take that program and also use it without your branding to train other companies. And if I do that, you guys can also earn from that, from every sale I make. Every time I sell that program to another company, you can actually get a small percentage as a partner of mine. They were like, gee, that sounds like a great idea. It means we will spend money in training our people, but at the same time, we can make money from this training that we got from you, which means it will kind of pay for itself in the long run. And he ended up signing a deal. They agreed. He ended up signing a multi-million rand deal where I think they gave him something like 8 million. I stand corrected on this one. I think they gave him 8 million, which was huge for him, because what it did, it basically covered his revenue for that year. One client, they gave him 8 million rand for a program that he still owned. They had a very small percentage. I think they were getting 5% of the future sales. It was nothing like 50-50, nothing like that. I think they were getting a small percentage of 50%, right? But now they paid him 8 million, which bought him all that whole year, which he didn't need the whole year to develop this program, but now he didn't have to worry about money. He had more money than he needed that year. He developed the program, and then you could sell the program and continue to make millions and millions and millions from other clients. So if you create your own programs, already the example I just gave is something that you can do. You know, if you are somebody who creates your own products, you can look at your existing clients right now. We all have, if you've been in business for more than 5 minutes, okay, maybe 5 years, you know, because somebody will say, I've been in business for 3 days, you know. Okay, let's just say 5 years, right? Chances are you've worked with people who love you. You've developed a client base. You've got clients, even if they're no longer your clients, even right now, because some of us are terrible at keeping clients, right? But if they enjoyed working with you some 2 or 3 years ago, 5 years ago, it doesn't matter. You can approach them if you know that they have a need for your product, even if it's a new product. And you say to them, hey guys, I'm creating an amazing new product. And I know that you guys will love this. You guys will need this. And I've got an even better idea. I want you guys to also benefit financially from buying the product from me. They say, what do you mean? You say, well, here's the deal. You then propose a deal where they actually allow you to develop this product just for them and customize it for them. And they pay you upfront for that creation and that development. And then the unbranded program is yours to sell to anybody. Because, I mean, nobody sells to just one client. Let's be real here. Nobody just sells to one client and say, I'll never sell to anybody else. And nobody can prevent you from selling what you sell to as many other clients as possible. You know what I mean? But a good client would say, gee, we like this proposition. We'll give you the money you need. And by the way, you've got a choice. You could just say, pay me to create this for you guys. I'll customize it just for you. And just leave it at that. They pay you. You don't have to promise that they can earn money in future sales should you sell it to other clients in the future. But you can, because you want to cement the relationship with these guys, and you wanna come across as very creative and innovative, because they'll be like, gee, nobody has ever suggested that to us, you know. But you don't have to. Let me be clear. You don't have to. But you can still get your clients to pay you to create a product in advance. I've done this many, many times with my books. When I was writing my second book, The Best Advice I Ever Got, if you guys have seen the book, I was interviewing very powerful CEOs of JSE listed companies. So how did I do this? You know that every time I went to interview a CEO, I had a sales form with me. I literally had an order form. That's what I meant to say. I had an order form. So I would interview this guy for an hour, right? Before I leave, I'm like, and then I would talk to him about him ordering books right now. And I had I was selling these books in batches. I didn't have buy one book, buy five. No, I had 100, 200, 500, 1,000. I would say, how many would your company want? And I would literally show him the order form and say, how many would you like to order, to pre-order, right? They would say, oh, give us 200, right? And I'd mark them down and I'll take their details and say, I wouldn't make a long story. I'd say, I will then just send you guys an invoice for this. Okay, who do I send the invoice to? I would ask the CEO. He would say, send it to our procurement department or to HR, to so-and-so, or just send it to me. I'll forward it to our procurement department. Literally, guys, I did this a year. Let me, to give you an idea. I started writing this book in May 2011. Do you know when the book came out? It came out in November 2012. So why was that the case? So what happened is that from May 2011, I've never told this story, by the way, to anybody. I think I like this program because I get to give all these examples and how I've used these strategies. So 2011, I go interview my first CEO. So I spend that whole year interviewing these guys. And mind you, every time I go to a CEO, I'm selling them books on the spot. I haven't written one word. I'm still interviewing them. And within a day, I send them an invoice. A week later, we receive the money. A week later, we receive like 20 grand, 50 grand. I haven't written a book, right? I was interviewing like 30 of these guys. By end of 2011, I think I had made over 300,000 rand from a book I have not written. This is now end of 2011. And then all of them, they ask, when is the book coming out? And then I say, it will be out by April, right? April comes, I'm still interviewing a few other people, and I haven't written one word. I was just being lazy. I should have started writing even after the first interview. So April, still no book. Now I'm getting calls from these companies saying, hey, Sia, when are you delivering books? So I was like, oh, shucks, I did promise them April. Let me call everybody and tell them that, you know, this book is still undergoing editing, and I came up with stories, still undergoing editing. I'm not teaching you guys to do that. you know, to deliver on time, all right? Don't be like me. So anyway, long story short, in September, 3rd September, I decided, shucks, I gotta write this book before this year is over. 3rd September 2012. Do you know that this book took me 21 days to write from word one until word 100, 100,000, whatever, whatever the word count is. I was binging. I was getting out of bed. This is how I wrote this book. Get out of bed like at 4 o'clock in the morning, make myself coffee, go to my writing room at home, close the door, set a timer for 2 hours, write for 2 hours, nonstop. And then after 2 hours, my timer rings. And then I set timer for 20 minutes. What do I do with 20 minutes? I do all the little errands you have to do after you get up. At the time, I was not even married. So first 20 minutes, I go make the bed quickly. And then the timer rings after 20 minutes. I run back to the desk, set another 2 hours, write for 2 hours. 2 hours later, set 20 minutes again. And then that 20 minutes, make myself breakfast, right? The whole day, basically. I'll do that till like 10 p.m. at night and I'll be exhausted. 2 hours, I was binge writing this book. It took me 21 days to finish it. Then the book was done. Like, whew, because why? I had already collected, by this time, I think I'd collected around 400,000 in sales. So all of these people paid me in advance to build the book, to write the book. By the time the book came out, I was just delivering thousands of copies to my clients because they were pre-sold. Now, what about you? What do you have? If you've got a shop, what products do you want to introduce, for instance, that you can target specific clients and get them to pay you upfront for the full thing, right? Especially if it's something that is a perishable thing, that you can supply them on a subscription model. That's another thing. Get them to just pay you so that you say to them, I'll bring you X amount of these bottles of this thing every month for a year. If you pay me in advance for the whole year, I'll make sure that I've got enough stock. That way you can round up maybe 10 or 20 or 50 people to be part of that program where they get these things auto-fulfilled on a monthly basis. That's just one example. Like I said, I've already given two examples of creating your own product. You can do this even with services where somebody wants you to coach their team and whatever. You tell them that I'm creating a brand new coaching program and I'd like to customize it for your company. And then you negotiate a deal where they actually pay you. Why would you do that? Because you want to collect as much money as you can upfront. You want to be different. You want to be, for me, whenever I work with big clients, I want to be like a partner to them. I don't want them to treat me like any other vendor, like any other supplier, like any other service provider. I always want to be special because of how I structure deals. So the question is, who and firstly, what do you have? What can you come up with right now that can be co-created with a client? That's your challenge for today, guys. I want you to look closely at your business and say to yourself, what do I already have? Or what have I always been thinking of creating? Because sometimes there are these things we think of creating for the longest time, and we say, but when I've got money, I'll create this. What have you been thinking of creating for the longest time? And the only reason you're not creating it is because you don't have funds to do it. So why don't you rope in the person or the company that would use that, you know, that would really love to have whatever that is, that would love to own that thing. Why not approach them in advance and propose a partnership where they pay you to create this and customize it for them? Because once you create it once, you can then, the uncustomized version is for everybody. Now that product is created, they paid you the full amount, more than you needed for that in advance. And now you can continue to sell the thing. I hope you guys get the lesson here. This is one of those that are not gonna make you 2,000 rand today, by the way. But like I said, like I've been saying over and over and over, that I don't wanna feed you for today only. I understand the pressures of cash flow now, I get it. But I also wanna make sure that I continue to give you things that will continue to support you beyond just today. I want this program to have so much impact in your life for years and years and years to come. I want you to keep coming back to reference these in whatever future situations you find yourselves in. But remember this, wear your money goggles, guys. Cash is everywhere. There are people around you, there are clients, there are suppliers, you know, there are all sorts of people who are around you right now who can give you the much needed cash injection, only if you can give them a good enough reason to give it to you. That's it, guys. Enough for today. You go do your challenge. Let's keep talking to each other and have a great one. Take care of yourselves. Bye-bye.